So it's like Friday and we have a bucket full of weird, you know, just...
Ah, bucket of weird. Love a bucket of weird.
We have the R-rated circus and the
nude... I prefer gizzards.
Yeah, and the nude therapist.
Wait, what in the nude therapist?
R-rated circus.
Yeah. Is it an either or is this combined?
No, we'll do both of them.
Two separate stories.
This is a circus in Atlanta, and it reminds me of the time that we were in Atlanta. And we were staying at a hotel near, I guess it was called Turner Field then. I don't know what it's called now where the Braves play.
Yeah, it's Turner Field.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he doesn't need the extra money.
And it was not while baseball season was going on, and so there was a circus in the parking lot. And the circus performers were staying in the same hotel we were.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, clowns. I know. Well,
clowns in the elevator.
And that's the thing, exactly.
It's like snakes on a plane, yeah. Right?
And so we're on, I don't know, like we're on like the fifth floor or something, and we're, you know, the elevator opens up and there are two clowns in there.
Uh huh.
And then it goes
and another one got in. Yeah.
And another one.
Yeah.
And the door opened up and 19 of them came out of the elevator.
Yeah. No, but really, and you know,
and a little wiener dog. Yeah.
You don't talk in the elevator anyway.
No, right.
Well, but, you know, it goes down one floor and then like three more clowns get on and it's.
It's time to talk now. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's.
It's me and Jackie. And
I have a feeling at this point Scott's about to burst anyway. He's got something.
And it's five clowns and two of them are carrying briefcases. I mean,
really?
Because they're going to work. They're going to work.
You didn't say, so you're a clown, huh?
Yeah. Really.
No, it was the...
You sure are dressed up.
Sounds like a George Costanza line. So you're a clown, yeah. Huh?
No, it was your basic elevator silence, and they got out.
Oh, really? Everybody looking at the little numbers go down?
Yeah. Ding, ding.
They stopped and got their free coffee and wandered out into the parking
lot.
Yeah, time to go to work.
Did they have big floppy shoes in the elevator?
One of them did.
A nose?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they had the nose thing going. And, yeah.
I'm going to tell you, if I was there and that door opened up and four clowns piled out, I would just be in the fetal position.
I know you would have. But, yeah, it was just very bizarre. Anyway, this is not that circus. This is another circus.
This is the R-rated circus.
Yeah. An Atlanta, Georgia mother.
In an elevator, my God.
Took her children to the circus, outraged over an act that featured strippers, pimps, and other adult themes. Kristen Brown told WSB television.
Was this advertised in advance?
That the circus final act had ladies pretending to strip, men throwing money at her.
Whose idea was this?
Barnum
and Bailey are rolling over in their grave.
They were pretending to smoke marijuana and sniff cocaine. The mom said she was offended. She took her 5 and 8-year-old kids and walked out. A circus spokesperson defended the act.
Uh-huh.
How?
Our show is about positive messages, said the spokesman, and sometimes to get to the highs, you have to go through those lows.
Sound like they went through the highs to get to the highs.
Yeah, the end of the skit has the main character experiencing a religious redemption and salvation.
Oh.
The circus!
What? Yeah, is this Narconon?
It's the Universal Soul Church. The circus is affiliated with them. They run a disclaimer at the beginning of the evening warning parents that some of the content may be too mature for children under the age of 6.
Under the age of 6? You mean it's okay for 6-year-olds?
Yeah. Pot and blow is just fine for a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
They see that every day in the cafeteria.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they were getting cotton candy when they were doing the disclaimer.
Yeah. So what age is this okay for? 7.
Info.
Mason.
I got a 7-year-old at home. They know all this stuff.
Had a lady holding a sign riding an elephant that had the disclaimer on it.
Yeah.
Maybe too offensive for 6-year-olds.
And all the kids said was, Mom, look, an elephant.
Yeah.
All right.
Even though it doesn't feel like it yet, lawn mowing season is just around the corner. Hi, this is David inviting you to our 3rd annual tent sale March 4th and 5th at Hogan's Trucks. We'll have refreshments and a special demo area for all our zero turns by Cub, Hustler, Ferris, and our Kawasaki handheld. We're offering 0% financing for up to 36 months, and if you can't make it that weekend, come on in early. We'll hold the tent sale prices all to you. This is David at Hogan's Trucks, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Hey, good morning. It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Mm-hmm. And it is March the 4th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Singer Bobby Womack is 67 years old today. From Bold and the Beautiful, I know you all watch this. Yeah, actor Ron Moss. He plays Ridge, you know, on Bold and the Beautiful. He has.
I only know
years.
Him because he got some FaceTime on The Soup about a year or two
ago.
Yeah,
there you go. There you go. He's 59
what
years
was he
old.
Doing?
He was the one that kept talking about Rick.
Yeah,
isn't that right, Rick?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Sort of making fun of himself. Yeah, there you go. He's 59 years old. Actress Kay Lenz, if you remember her, hadn't done much lately, is 58 years old today. Catherine O'Hara, the comedic actress is 57.
She's Home Alone mom.
Yeah, there you go.
And also, you know, she did that whole Best in Show thing A Mighty Wind.
Pretty funny lady. Is 57 years old today. Macaulay Williamson. He was Bubba in Forrest Gump and has done a lot of other stuff. Oh, yeah. He was the head of the CIA in 24 the last 2 years that it was on. He's 54 years old today. Patricia Heaton, Everybody Loves Raymond, is 53. Steven Weber, you first saw him in Wings, and he's done a lot of other things since then. He's 50 years old today. From Chicago Hope, Stacey Edwards turns 46 years old. And I guess that's all I've heard of for today. Country singer Jason Sellers, don't know him. He's 40 years old today.
Chaz Bono is 42.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. That all you got?
That's it.
Okay. Coming up tomorrow, Dean Stockwell. From Quantum Leap, you remember him, is 74 years old. Samantha Agar, the actress, will be 71 years old. Michael Warren was on Hill Street Blues. He's 64 years old.
Basketball player for UCLA before that.
There you go. There you go. Eva Mendez, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay. You going to be okay? We'll give you a moment here. If you need
need some vapors in there.
Yeah.
That is
there you go.
She is. Oh, man.
She's smoking.
Cuban-American actress.
She is hot. I mean, good grief.
Golly, I mean, he's going overboard, really, on this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she was in Hitch with Will Smith.
Yeah.
She was his love interest in Hitch.
There you go.
And she's been in a lot of other stuff. And
she's 37.
Yeah, she's 37 in other places,
You going to be all right? You got a whole day ahead of you, pal.
I know. Yeah, okay. Leave me a cold chair.
Yeah.
Model since 13, Nikki Taylor. Isn't she the one that was sick for a long time and then came back?
I think you're right. Several years ago. Her younger sister did die suddenly.
That's true. Yeah, she's 30. Nikki's okay, though. She's 36 years old. And from Star Wars, the Phantom Menace. Little Skywalker, Jake Lloyd, is now 21 years old today. That's all I've got for tomorrow.
And, Fred the Hammer Williamson, if you remember him from MASH and Little Else, the movie, 73.
Uh-huh.
And James Syking, who also was on Hill Street Blues.
Mm. He was also Doogie Howser's dad.
That's right, he was, as a matter of fact. He's 77 on Saturday.
There you go. Alan Greenspan, Sunday, will be 85.
Yeah, it doesn't look a day over 185.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Is he still married to Andrea Mitchell?
You bet, yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Oh, They square dance every Saturday. You don't know that, but they do. Former Washington mayor...
Yes.
Marion Barry.
She set me up.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll be 75 on Sunday.
But is a city councilman now.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, he is. Yeah, that just, what does that say about Washington, D.C.?
There you go. Rob Reiner will be 66 years old on Sunday. From Pink Floyd, David Gilmour, the lead guitarist who went solo, is 65 years old. Tom Arnold, the former Roseanne husband, but he got out of that deal, 52 years old on Sunday. D.L. Hughley. The stand-up comic is 48 years old. Shaq will be 39 years old on Sunday. Shaquille O'Neal, and that's all I got.
Stedman Graham.
Mr. Oprah Winfrey. They're not married, though. They're not getting married, either.
We don't even need to go into that relationship.
Yeah.
Be 60, and also, of course...
But he's her best friend.
Yeah. Sunday is the fall of the Alamo as well. That's on March the 6th. There you go.
That's when John Wayne got killed. Yeah.
You know, and the more we find out... I don't want to know, okay? I mean, we liked all those happy endings.
Right.
We don't want to hear the stories but that's what happens in history so often. When the facts come out, you go,
we need to dress this up.
Yeah.
This is boring.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
He's, that's no good. All right. Okay.
Jim Bowie was really whimpering in his cot. He was.
Ow.
Jim wanted
it's
to
hot.
Yeah. Jim wasn't a stand-up fellow. Ought to have all these schools named after him either.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, a lot of them weren't.
Yep. Sarah White, 24-year-old psychology buff,
really?
Conducts therapy sessions in the nude.
Ah, I heard what you did there.
Yeah. Yeah. She starts her sessions fully clothed, and then as the hour-long appointment progresses, she gradually sheds her duds.
How about her client?
Yeah. You care if I get comfortable, too?
Yeah. She says, Freud used free association, I use nakedness. She has about 30 clients, according to the New York Daily News. College students, middle-aged men, even a couple of women who just enjoy chatting with a nude peer. This doesn't happen in her office.
Ah, dang, is that her?
Poor Ranzis has a nude peer.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, had told you that, that part. Yeah,
they look bad enough in the tank top. Why do they take those off? Anyway, it happens in her office, but it's via webcam. Now, she could do in-person consultations if she develops what she calls a good rapport with the patient, but otherwise, they're where they are, and she's where she is.
I got pictures.
Yeah, she's got a website. It's sarahwhitelive.com. An hour-long session costs $150.
Better not be getting sleepy.
Let me go ahead and mention this. Yeah. She is not licensed or credentialed.
Right, but you know what? She's making money.